Well, the federal government may have managed to get most of the mining industry on side on the mining tax issue, but it's now facing a stoush with the nation's two key resource states. Both Queensland and Western Australia have rejected a key element of this week's mining tax report. A group led by Federal Resources Minister and former BHP Chairman Don Argus has made 94 recommendations to the tax plan, including allowing all future state and territory royalties to be credited against the scheme. But Queensland insists it will not give away its right to raise money to fund services and is now calling on the federal government to negotiate with the states on the proposed mining tax. Our Queensland correspondent, Cathy Van Extel, spoke to the Minister for Natural Resources, Mines and Energy in Queensland, Stephen Robertson.
For as long as anyone can remember, and even before Federation, the ownership of the natural resources of this country have been vested in the states. That's recognised in our federal constitution. So the states have always held the responsibility for ensuring that the people whom they represent receive a fair return for the exploitation of their natural resources, including their mineral wealth. So the point that the Premier is making is that the direction that the Commonwealth is going down does have federal-state relations implications and constitutional implications, and we need to really think those matters through before we rush headlong into embracing or putting in place a new tax.
Do you believe that it is unconstitutional?
It's recognised in the Constitution that the states have the responsibility to put in place, whether it be tax or royalty regimes, that go to ensuring that the people of the states and territories of this nation receive a fair return for the exploitation of their natural resources. What I don't think has happened to date is in this whole debate, the Commonwealth has never really sat down with the states to work cooperatively and collaboratively to resolve this issue. If we go back to first principles, where this all began, which was the publication of the Henry Review into Australia's future tax system, Henry made the point, which I don't think anyone, including the mining industry, disagrees with, and that is that over the last number of years, we've seen the mining industry become more and more profitable, but our royalty and tax system hasn't kept pace, and now a significant gulf has opened up. How we resolve that issue to date has been an issue that the Commonwealth alone has been pursuing without really sitting down with the states and territories to come to some consensus position about how we reduce that gap in a way that ensures investment certainty, but ensures that states and territories and the Commonwealth all receive an appropriate return. And if that means, for example, that we have a nationally consistent but state-based royalty regime that recognises increasing profitability of mining companies, whilst at the same time allowing the Commonwealth to adjust the GST to reflect the additional income that states would receive, I haven't heard of that being put on the table as yet. And maybe going down the path of a more consensus-based approach with the states and territories by the Commonwealth might actually pay some dividends in the longer term.
So is this going to be now a showdown between the federal government and Queensland and WA?
Well, I think the Premier of Queensland and certainly the Premier of Western Australia have made their positions pretty clear. I can't see it being in either the interests of Queensland or Western Australia to sign up to a system that basically allows for a significant creep in federal responsibilities at the expense of state rights.
And you're saying that the federal government can't pursue this without the full support of both states?
My understanding is that any changes to the GST agreement that was struck between the Commonwealth and the states needs to occur with the consent or agreement of the states. And certainly the positions put forward by both premiers of Queensland and WA suggest that that agreement would not be reached unless some significant changes occurred to reflect the traditional rights and responsibilities of state governments in this federation.
So while this uncertainty remains then, this is going to hinder mining investment in Queensland, isn't it?
Well, I don't think you've seen a hindrance of mining investment. Yes, there is a level of uncertainty. As we've seen over the last number of weeks and indeed months, there have been major projects in the resources sector be announced, be brought to final investment decision. So whilst there is uncertainty in terms of finding a final landing point on where a new resources tax or regime might land, it hasn't stopped companies reaching important decision points on new resource projects.
Talking about major projects, the Queensland government has recently deemed the ZeroGen project commercially unviable, handing it over to the Australian Coal Association. The Clean Coal Project was always seriously questioned. Has this simply been a very expensive PR exercise?
I've been really disappointed by many of the comments and reporting about the decision for us to park the Zero Gen project. State governments, or I should say all governments, have had traditional responsibilities in investing in research and development that, if it can be proven, would allow private sector to come in behind and provide further investment capital to get projects up and running.
So you're saying then that the more than $100 million that's been spent has been money well spent?
That's right, because that research will not be wasted. It will be put on a shelf, and as other research projects reach important points of development, that research will come back into play.
Although the federal government hasn't seemed too happy about the $50 million that it's invested into the feasibility study in the project.
Well, when you're looking at a project that to bring to finality would have cost billions and billions of dollars, it was simply beyond the capacity of this state to continue to fund research at that level.
Today there are reports that there's growing unrest within the Queensland Labor Party about the Premier's electoral popularity. There's a report that a senior backbencher's suggested that Labor faces 10 to 15 years in the wilderness at the next election if it loses. Are you concerned about your electoral chances going into the next poll?
There's no doubt that we have had a very tough year, but is it helpful for an alleged senior backbencher who is not prepared to put their name to this report? Is that an appropriate way to provide commentary or analysis? In my view, no. That's just an act of gutlessness. If there is a backbencher in this government who has those kinds of views or those kinds of concerns, there's been plenty of opportunities for them to enunciate that at caucus meetings over the past year. Parliament only last met 3 weeks ago. There was certainly no discussion at the caucus meetings I attended of any level of disharmony.
So the Premier has your full support?
Oh, absolutely.
Queensland Minister for Natural Resources, Mines and Energy, Stephen Robertson, speaking there to our Queensland reporter, Cathy Van Extel.